The letter U. Ultra-terrestrials. We all know that extraterrestrials are visiting life forms from other planets. And then there is the great debate about ultra-terrestrials. There must be hundreds of theories about ultra-terrestrials, starting with such basics as whether or not there are such things, who they are if they do exist, where they come from, and whether their intention toward us is good or evil. I have my own theory about ultra-terrestrials, based on an experience in which I came in actual physical contact with one. Several years ago, I managed to start a grease fire in my kitchen. Like an idiot, I was so busy trying to put out the fire that I did not notice how much oily black smoke I was inhaling until the realization hit me that I was about to suffocate. Panicked and gasping for air, I started running toward the balcony about 20 feet from the kitchen, but about halfway there, I knew I wasn't going to make it, and I started to pass out. Suddenly, some superhuman force tackled me from behind and hurled me out onto the balcony. As I lay on my stomach, gratefully breathing fresh air again, a shock of golden blonde hair fell into view over my shoulder for just a split second before I felt the weight of the force who'd saved me dissipate from on top of me. When I sat up again, only moments later, I was alone on the balcony, staring in at the lingering tendrils of smoke from the fire that had burned itself out by now. Since Francine's hair is jet black, I knew I couldn't give her credit for rescuing me, so I assumed it was one of my angels. I was shocked when Francine told me that no, my heroine had actually been my beloved grandmother Ada Coyle, who died 3 decades earlier. In fact, to be honest, shocked isn't exactly the right word. I didn't believe her. It couldn't have been Grandma Ada Francine. Grandma Ada's hair was white, remember? I said frankly, a little pleased that finally, for once, I was going to prove Francine wrong. Being smug lasted for 2 or 3 seconds at most. Then it hit me that Grandma Ada's hair had turned white in her 70s and 80s from the golden blonde it had been throughout her life, including when she was 30 years old, the age we all are, on the other side, from where my grandmother rushed to save my life. Rescuing me was such an urgent, loving impulse that instead of transforming into a persona I'd recognize, she came as she was, 30 years old, blonde, and younger than I was by that time. And that is what I believe ultra-terrestrials are. I believe that they are visitors from the other side, the angels, the spirit guides, the departed loved ones, who, in our moments of great need and crisis, find such strength from the sacred love within themselves for us and our safety that they manage to manifest from their spirit form on their dimension to a physical form on this dimension, just long enough to accomplish some heroic act on our behalf. I don't believe ultra-terrestrials can or will intercept our charts, nor do I believe that's their intention. In fact, I believe they come to help ensure that we complete them. I know that's what my Grandma Ada did for me that day, and that I wouldn't be here if it weren't for her. So yes, I believe in ultra-terrestrials. I believe they are our heroes from home, manifested briefly on Earth when we desperately need them. And I believe that more often than we probably know, we owe them our deepest, most heartfelt gratitude.